The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You watched the Champions League match last night between Atletico Madrid and Tottenham Hotspur. You would not be at all surprised to see the Spurs goalkeeper Antonin Kinski plastered all over the back pages of this morning's newspapers. This is because he made two mistakes leading to goals, and then he was substituted in the 17th minute with his side already 3-0 down. Well, to discuss the chaotic start of that game and the fallout now facing Spurs and the goalkeeper, I'm joined by Cameron Hill from Off the Ball and Dr. Stephen McIver of TU Dublin Sports Sciences. And Cameron, I'm going to come to you first. I feel like really uncomfortable discussing this because it was just so awful to watch and to see the fallout this morning. But discuss it we will. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, you know those leg breaks videos that people love watching on YouTube for a sick reason? It felt like that last night, especially after the third goal. Yeah. So Antonin Kinski in the nets for Spurs against Atletico Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League. A game that their manager Igor Tudor had said, we're probably not going to prioritise Premier League survival as our priority. And boy, did they make that statement last night, because two mistakes from Kinski. First, a pass that went straight to an Atletico player who fired it in for the first goal, or passed it along for the first goal. Then the third was a totally scuff shot, tried to clear it, basically got more air than ball. And after that, Vicario, the first choice Tottenham goalkeeper, was told to warm up. And on 17 minutes, Kinski's knife probably got much worse because he was hooked at that point, and that was probably the more humiliating part than the three goals.
Okay, well, let's hear some of the live commentary from Darren Fletcher and Ali McCoist on TNT Sports last night as Kinski made mistakes for that first and third goal.
Whoa. There's the mistake. Kinski's debut. Is it going to be punished? It's Alvarez laying the ball off. Llorente! It's the worst possible start for Tottenham Hotspur in Madrid. The goalkeeper, on his debut in the Champions League proper, slipping, and Atletico Madrid lead 1-0 already.
Oh, it's a disaster. Absolute disaster for the goalkeeper.
I mean, they're like the Keystone Cops at the back at the moment, aren't they, Tottenham? Goalkeeper slip, Van der Beek. Oh, he's done it again!
Oh my God.
He's done it again! What is happening here? Alvarez. Kinski all over the place. Spurs 3 down in 15 minutes. They're getting Vicario ready down below us already. Tudor made the decision. He's going to change it. Kinski seemingly can't handle it. Spurs can't handle it. And Atletico Madrid are 3 up. And this is embarrassing.
I really feel for the poor lad, but we'll talk to Stephen about that in a minute. The manager, though, he still has a job this morning.
Surprisingly, yeah, and he's getting pelters online from various goalkeepers in the Goalkeepers Union, as it's referred to. Paul Robinson was on BBC 5 Live saying that it was an incredibly selfish move from Igor Tudor to take him off, that it was pure self-preservation, didn't care about the feelings of Antony Kinski, which is a really interesting take on it, because you would have thought 17 minutes, it's probably best for his mental health to get him out of that situation as far as possible, but there's nothing more humiliating than being subbed off early in the first half after three goals. Even if there were eight, I don't think we would be talking about the substitution or his performance in quite so many stark terms.
And can you tell me what was the logic of having him on there in the first place?
I think it's rotation. So as Tudor mentioned early on, Premier League survival is their priority now. They're, I think, a point above the relegation zone in the Premier League table in 16th. And it would be a disaster if Tudor came in and was supposed to stop them from getting the drop and hitting his fourth defeat in a row since coming in, I think, last month. So Vicario's their first choice. Maybe Kinski was put in as sort of, here you go. He's only played a couple of Carabao Cup, so League Cup games, so very low level football compared to the Champions League. And I guess it was just a squad rotation thing. Let's see how this goes. We'll save Vicario for our game against Liverpool in the league this weekend. Didn't quite go as well as maybe Igor Tudor was hoping.
Yeah, but he is still in a job.
Surprisingly.
Would you expect him to be there by the end of the day or the end of the week?
It's hard to stand over him now. This seems like it's incredibly, this is my reputation on the line rather than Tottenham's survival on the line. Mm. And if they lose to Liverpool at the weekend, he will definitely be gone. But I would be surprised if he makes it that far, to be honest.
Well, you were talking about what the other goalkeepers who have done this job have had to say. And we've heard from Peter Schmeichel, the legendary former Man United goalkeeper. He shared his thoughts after the game on CBS. And he claimed that the manager, Igor Tudor, has killed Kinski's career.
I feel really, really sorry for him. You make mistakes, you know, he's put him in goal. Obviously, he's costing the team the opportunity to win. Not that Tottenham, you know, have any opportunity to win. I mean, it was a terrible performance. But when this happened, you know, when you look at the clock there, 14:55. What is Igor Tudor doing then? Well, he substitutes him. That's going to have ramifications for the rest of his career. This will be a moment that everybody in football will always remember every time they see his name, hear his name. You make your choice as a coach, and yes, it wasn't going your way, and you're 3-0 down. There's no way that this team would ever come back from that. You got to stick with him, and at least stick till halftime. What he's done there, is, for me, he's absolutely killed his career. That's going to take something to get over that.
So Peter Schmeichel feels that he should have been left on at least until half time. Dr. Stephen McIver, listening to all of that from TU Dublin Sports Sciences. Stephen, what do you make of it all? Do you feel sorry for him, for the goalkeeper?
100%. It's a reflection, Claire, of just where Spurs are. It's a reflection of where Tudor sees himself and the pressure he's probably carrying. The role of a coach is to prepare players to go into battle and to go onto the pitch. Know your players, know your team, know the situation, but also crucially know the interpretation of young Kinski going onto the pitch. As Cameron said, it's a big match, so he's going to put a lot of pressure on himself. He's going to be carrying that excess stress and pressure, but he's also coming into a team that are probably disjointed, probably quite negative in their mindset. And as Cameron just said, the coach already said, we're not actually putting any much emphasis on this game. So now you've got one player going onto that pitch carrying an excessive amount of pressure and expectation, biggest game of his life. And he might not feel that cohesive connection with the team, which always helps us deal with any stress and pressure. But more importantly, did Tudor have a conversation? Did he talk to him? Listen, it's going to be a big game for you. It's going to be tough. We're all going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. And we react. No one's perfect. I would bring him a video of Schmeichel and him making plenty of mistakes. And there is no perfect goalkeeper, no perfect game. So there's so many factors. We prepare athletes to go into battle, and we need to know where they are to be able to prepare them. And we need to give them the armory and the ammunition to, one, prepare, but also to adapt, because sport is full of mistakes, just like life is.
Yeah, well, you just wonder what that young man's future is now. He's 22 years old, but I mean, it will have taken him years, you know, and his family years of sacrifice probably to get him to that point. And you have someone like Peter Schmeichel saying, well, Igor Tudor has ruined his career. Is there a way back?
100% there is. And this is so key now, Claire, it is what it is, as we often say. It's how do we restructure? How do we support? How do we condition? And how do we let young Antonin to see this and see the reality of it? And genuinely, by showing him a video of Schmeichel in the next couple of days, weeks, of having some of the bloopers that he did, it demeans and it undermines that whole message. But of course, we live in a world of extremes, so everyone's going to jump in this. Now it's about the tight support structures, family, good coaches, good psychologists coming around and saying to him, you know, are you a good goalkeeper? Why are you here? Were you doing the turnstiles at the entrance, or are you actually a goalkeeper? Okay, you are good. Is anyone perfect? Show the video. Are mistakes normal in sport? Yeah. Can you learn from these? Are you stronger than this? Can you come back and find ways to play even better? And then how strong are you to be able to come back to this? So we got to restructure the young man to be able to see it is normal. It is part of sport, ups and downs. Mm-hmm. It's a reflection of me as a person, how tough, how resilient I can be in the face of this. And okay, we see these setbacks as opportunities
now,
if we can.
Some messages coming in, Cameron. A listener says it's not entirely Kinski's fault. You should talk about the state of the pitch. Was that something that was being said last night?
I hadn't seen that actually. Maybe that you definitely wouldn't see a player, or especially a goalkeeper, getting a pass like that and not having as much footing, or having more footing than Kinski seemed to. So maybe that was a factor. Two slips seems like a pattern.
Yeah, but another listener says there were 11 key slips by players last night on the pitch, but no one is mentioning Van de Ven's slip that led to a goal, and others saying that they watched the game with a knot in their stomach and one eye closed, and they're surprised that the manager hasn't been fired already this morning. The other point that people are making is that the regular goalkeeper, Vicario, has been terrible of late, and Spurs fans have been calling for him to go. Now, that you can attribute blame for their losses to a number of people.
Yeah.
But it seems as though those who want to defend Kinski are saying that the other fellow wasn't great either.
Maybe Vicario has an equally nightmarish game. I remember the obvious thing that's coming to mind for a lot of people is Loris Karius' performance in the Champions League final in 2018, where he had a number of similar errors. Now, it's come to light subsequently that he might have sustained concussion in that game, which led to those issues. But Liverpool's response to that was to bring in Alisson, and Loris Karius was never the number one again and was released from his contract in 2021. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of sliding doors moments that goalkeepers face constantly. Like, if you make an error, you are the centre of attention for eternity. It's such a pressurised position.
Let's get another little bit of reaction now. This is Joe Hart, former Spurs keeper. He was on TNT Sports post-match, and he was questioning whether it was the right decision to sub Kinski off.
I hate being reactive. I hate it because I want to know all the facts before I make a call and before I start coming for someone. But the fact that he's taken him off in that situation, having played him, he's young, you know, he's 22, people will argue he's a man. He's not, he's just trying to establish himself. He's done nothing in that game to try and hurt Tottenham. He's had a bad moment, he slipped, and then that's a really bad moment. Yeah. That's a technical fault. But to just rip him off in this situation, not even acknowledge the guy, every single one of Tottenham's players who were feeling the pain for him, you could see it. And they just didn't know what to do. They just didn't know how to play it. Like, how is that good for him?
Just briefly, Stephen, do you have a view on that, whether it was the right call or not to take him off at 17 minutes, or should he have waited till half time at least?
Certainly waiting till half time, waiting to a critical point without sort of labeling him with this reaction would be much more advisable. Mm-hmm. But it does, I suppose, Claire, you know, we talk about the pitch. It's restructuring this player's mindset now, but also restructuring and supporting him through that process. Because Spurs might be in a tough situation, how did the players on the pitch react to the first mistake? How did they galvanize around him? Because how we interpret a mistake is often reflected by the people around us and his teammates. Now it's critical for him, for this young man's career, the tight support structure around him, but also the team around him. And then that also speaks of Spurs. But taking a guy off at that time in that pitch is probably a poorer reflection of Tudor than it is of the actual player, because he put him into that position.
Yeah, well, look, that image of him going into the tunnel in tears with some of his teammates following him. Thankfully, some of his teammates following him down will live long in the memory. Thank you both, Dr. Stephen McIver and Cameron Hill from Off the Ball.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.